wife was asked to say a few words about me. She said, funny and cheap.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you met the world's cheapest man? I'll introduce you in a minute, but first, in my book, To Be Perfectly Honest, I admit that I battle being chintzy. Are you cheap? I've asked an audience this. Is anyone here cheap? A couple brave and honest souls raised their hands. Then I asked, is anyone seated beside a cheap person? Suddenly, hundreds of people are happy to introduce me to their cheap friends. Well, maybe you say, hey, Calloway, I'm not cheap, I'm frugal. Well, cheap is when you want everything for free. Frugal is when you want a good deal. Cheap is when you use bacon grease for hair gel. Frugal is when you offer to cut your wife's hair. Wise is when she says no. Well, how can you know if you're cheap? Well, you just might be a cheapskate if you find yourself haggling at thrift stores. If your glove compartment is stuffed with napkins from fast food joints. If you watch online movies with a friend's password. If you put the car in neutral going downhill. You ask for doggy bags at a buffet. And you just might be a cheapskate if you wear bread bags rather than rubber boots. If you shop for an engagement ring at a pawn shop. Or you stuff chopsticks and ketchup packages in your purse at restaurants. I grew up below the poverty line. We were so poor we sometimes washed our paper plates and hung them on the line to dry. I still suffer sometimes from low-grade chintziness. My son asked me for $40 once. I said, $30? I don't have $20. Where am I going to get $10? I mean, what do you need $5 for? Who is the world's cheapest man? It's Roy Haynes. Roy pulls grapes off the stem at the supermarket before buying them. Every penny counts. He once gave his wife flowers, which took her by surprise, until she saw a sympathy card inside, and he admitted, well, he got them from a dumpster behind a funeral home. Ouch. I am so thankful that God is not cheap. We live on an astounding planet surrounded by the infinite variety of an extravagant creation. Every snowflake, fingerprint, and zebra stripe is unique. There are 9,000 kinds of birds, 200,000 varieties of flowers. God made gorillas that sleep 14 hours a day, hens that lay 19 dozen eggs a year, and dogs with eyesight that far surpasses yours and mine. Female lions hunt while male lions rest. Ah, I tell my wife that is the way it should be, honey. She just grins and shakes her head. Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." Psalm 95 says, "In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land." On a clear night, you can see 2,000 stars, I'm told. Astronomers haven't a clue how many there are, but believe there are 100,000 million stars in our little Milky Way galaxy alone. Beyond that, there are millions upon millions of other galaxies. Creation is extravagant, isn't it? And so is God's love. Psalm 36:5 says, "Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies." Deuteronomy 7 reminds us that God is the faithful God who lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. Romans 8 tells us, "Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" That doesn't mean God is a vending machine, but he alone knows our needs and has promised to supply them according to his riches in glory. Tell me, what would keep you from trusting a God like that?
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.